But what would motivate us to turn to truth when the false is all we've ever been shown? Perhaps only a miraculous demonstration of it that stimulates a broad, general shaking awake of anesthetized thought. A demonstration that prompts worldwide discussion, not of a miracle of destruction, which Nikola Tesla believed, although were this to happen now, as part of truth's full disclosure, his argument has weight. Nikola wrote that a new and irresistible argument was needed to be brought forward to stop the conflict. And this was, he was referring to World War I, an argument that would prompt worldwide discussion about the insanity of war and lead to the end of the existing pernicious regime. I'm referring to Nikola's attempts to avert World War I, discussed in our August 14, 2016 show, and World War II, discussed in our July 24, 2016 show. Regarding World War I, when I am convinced he was being egregiously lied to by the U.S. state and convinced to be quiet about the nature of his weapon, most likely with the Khan for security reasons, they never stop using that one, he wrote in 1914, quote, "There is a grim determination of all directly concerned to fight the issues to the bitter end on the ground that a premature peace, leaving the vital issues unsettled, would only mean the continuance of the existing pernicious regime and repetition of the evil. A new and irresistible argument must be brought forward to stop the conflict. The case is desperate, but there is a hope. This hope lies in science, discovery, and invention. Modern machinery wrought by science is responsible for this calamity. Science will also undo the Frankenstein monster it has created. This idea, to which I have myself devoted years of work, has now taken hold of scientific men and experts all the world over. Thousands of inventors, fired on by this unique opportunity, are bent upon developing some process or apparatus for accomplishing the purpose, and there is feverish activity in France, Russia, and especially in Germany among electricians, chemists, and engineers." And in 1934, following decades of watching his invention stolen and suppressed, he wrote to J.P. Morgan, quote, "The flying machine has completely demoralized the world, so much so that in some cities, as London and Paris, people are in mortal fear from aerial bombing. The new means I have perfected," and again, take note of that word, perfected. Nikola was very precise in his choice of words, and he, like Prince, don't sell no wolf tickets. You know my reference there. When we played cards, that was called sort of bluffing. Nikola did not sell no wolf tickets. If he says perfected, that's exactly what he means. The new means I have perfected affords absolute protection against this and other forms of attack. These new discoveries, which I have carried out experimentally on a limited scale, created a profound impression on folks in Colorado who were the first. And this again, I said this, I think in the last show, this was known at the time, to the degree that Mark Twain in Germany wrote to him about it, saying, "I hear you are actualizing, you are concretizing this theoretical discussion I was just having with some folk here about a weapon that would end all wars. Now I hear you have done it." See, this was the exciting notion that had grabbed people's minds before two world wars, and the trashing of Nikola's memory dulled or extinguished it.
everlasting child. The one who sits on the right. One who sits on the right. One.
The banished ones approaching the palace.
My believing means I have perfected affords absolute protection against this aerial bombing and other forms of attack. These new discoveries, which I have carried out experimentally on a limited scale, created a profound impression. One of the most pressing problems seems to be the protection of London, and I'm writing to some influential friends in England, hoping that my plans will be accepted without delay. And this was from page 247 in Margaret Sheridan's Tesla, Man Out of Time, in his final chapter. Tesla, Man Out of Time. Rather than being shaken awake by a fearsome force in the hands of the few, an effect which, from the perspective of power, disallows the cause, rather than a negative argument based on a power that we don't possess because it has not yet been reclaimed and renamed, Prince brings us a positive argument and its proof.
As for the rainbow, suddenly began deconstructing the digital god. Door to door they went in search of those willing to do the work.